الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا محمد بارك وسلم. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. الله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عما سواك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم انا نسالك ايمانا مستقيما وفضلا دائما ونزل رحمته وعلما نافعا وعقلا كاملا وقلبا منورا وتوفيقا احسانا وتوبه نصوحا وصبرا جميلا واجرا عظيما ولسانا ذاكرا وبدنا صابرا ورزقا واسعا وسعيا مشكورا وذنبا مغفورا وعملا مقبولا ودعاء مستجابا وجنه الفردوس نعيما برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا ولا تمش في الأرض مرحا إنك لن تحرق الأرض ولن تبلغ الجبال طولا كل ذلك كان سيئه عند ربك مكروها صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Allah Azza wa Jal in verse 36 of Surah Al-Isra mentions, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, and do not pursue what you have no knowledge about. This verse includes all such matters which disgrace and dishonors people, defames people. Defaming can be done in many ways, either through text, either through word of mouth, either through ghibah and backbiting behind person's back. It can be done openly. Many ways people can be openly defamed. You're in a meeting and openly that person is defamed. And when it's done openly, that's worse, because openly you don't really care about the repercussions. You don't really care about what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the punishment which Allah has laid down for such people. You don't really care about that. In Islam, someone's honor and izzat is very, very important. Very important. Why? And that's including Muslim, non-Muslim. Allah mentions, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Indeed, we have honored the children of Adam. We've given them izzat. We give them respect, honor. Why? Because human beings, insan is ashraful makhluqat. Most honorable and the most noble of the creations of Allah is insan and human being. So to defame them, dishonor them, especially in public, Allahu Akbar, how that person would feel after he's been defamed, and especially a person who's weak. Normally what we will do, we'll only defame that person who knows he can't defend himself. If he's got a strong support, strong background, he's able to also defend it, then we can remain quiet. Today we look at people and then we take actions. Anybody? Someone's very abrupt, strong. There's a saying in Urdu, Sher ke muh mein haat kaun daale? Who's going to place his hand in the lion's mouth? And someone's quite miskeen, quiet. Oh, it's alright. Anybody? We may talk about internationally what is going on in the world, but things like this happen locally as well, domestically as well, in families as well, in communities as well. Difference is, I always say this, they have media coverage and we have no media coverage. That's on BBC and other news outlets. What we do in our lives privately and discreetly and whatever, but we fail to forget, Allah is watching. Allah is watching. If not in this world, then definitely soon as our eyes close and depart from this world, then the repercussion for all these actions of ours will start. That's why in the Quran Kareem, time and time again, Allah mentions, ittaqullah, 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 ittaqullah. So many times Allah mentions. Be conscious of Allah, be aware of Allah. Allah is watching, fear Allah. And the mu'min, and many times Allah uses Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah. Oh, those who believe, Allah is addressing the believers here. Iman wale, fear Allah. That also shows from this verse and many verses in hadith, Allah takes into consideration the izzat and the honor and respect of every human being very close. To hurt someone's feelings, Allahu Akbar. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions al Muslim, who is a real true Muslim, firma bardar Muslim, obedient Muslim. Man salim al Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. A Muslim is that the other Muslim is also protected from his zaban, from his tongue, and from his hand as well. Allahu Akbar. But we can also protect fellow human beings as well and fellow Muslims as well with our tongues. We can protect them as well. How can we protect them? If we know that someone is saying something and dishonoring someone, defaming someone, Allahu Akbar, false accusations towards someone, and you know very well that that is wrong and the wrong method, then we should prevent them from doing it. Stop them. Immediately. That's Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. That is also Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. We only sometimes take that which is good for us. That Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar is going to be difficult, we leave it. That is also Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. Someone's been degraded, defamed, Allahu Akbar, and we know that is wrong and it's not the right way, and we just remain silent. We remain silent. That means we have no consideration for that person, unless you cannot do something yourself. Your hands are tied, you cannot do anything, you're unable to do something, then that's a different matter altogether. But at least we can speak up. Okay, but that is not the method, that is not the right way. Okay? Huh? And there are some, mashallah, they do, regardless of the repercussions. No, I'm going to support that person, even though there's no one with him. Everyone, may there be a backlash against me, but that is wrong. I'm going to support the haq, and that is the most important thing. That is just like afzalul jihad, kalimatu haqqin in the sultanin ja'ir. What the person will say, afzalul jihad, the most virtuous jihad, is to speak the truth in front of a zalim badshah, any oppressive king. You know the outcome of that. By speaking the truth, you could be beheaded, you could be crucified, you could be killed and murdered, or in our local society, you could be tarnished as well. Your reputation could be tarnished as well. Anybody? But we don't care. Why? No, I'm good, because that person is on haq, that person is right, and I'm going to give him that full support. And once we start doing this, then slowly, slowly, haq will prevail. Haq will prevail. Haq will have the upper hand. Then society will change and people start supporting what is haq and supporting what is right. But when it's opposite, that batil is taking place, wrong is being done, abuse is being taking place, oppression, and we remain silent, then that will continue even more. It will give someone else even more leeway to do it as well. If he can get away with it, I will get away with it. If they can get away with it, I can get away with it. If everyone can get away with it, then we all do it. So then slowly, slowly, the mahol and the environment, Allahu Akbar, it doesn't get better, it gets even worse. Why? Because we're not ready to hold anyone accountable. You know what they say, mahol banao, mahol, create. Mahol is when everyone engages in Allahu Akbar, promoting the truth and the haq and supporting the haq. Whatever saw bil haq, whatever saw bis sabr. So this verse includes all such matters which disgrace and dishonor people. And the verse also prohibits a person from relating any news that is uncertain and unverified. Information you got, and you just forward it straight away. You have not investigated, don't find out where you're from, who's the source, is the source right or not, and you forward it and share it and everything, and then cause so much damage. Whatever information you get about anyone, verbally, through text, through email, anything, first verify the source. Is it true or not? It is haq. Who has mentioned this? What is the sanad? What is the chain? Very, very important. The sanad chain does not only mean that you ought to look in hadith, but also in our known day-to-day life when we talk to one another and conveying news and message and information. That is also very, very important. These verses are teaching Islam. You know, when we talk about Islam is a way of life, this is a way of life. In every aspect of our lives. Not take a bit and leave a bit. No, every aspect. Someone mentions something about someone? I'll find out. I'll go to the other party as well. I'll talk to them as well. Sometimes we don't want to know the truth, so we don't bother talking to the other party. There are people who don't know, want to know the truth, because if you know the truth, then then so we just keep quiet. Well, it's all right, that's fine. That is wrong. To go after the truth is nothing wrong, because that is important. Because that person could be telling the truth, could be going through so much zulam, and unfortunately he can't do anything. That's why Allah Ta'ala has laid down all these principles and rules, because every life matters. Every life matters. Every izzat and honor and respect of that human being matters. Allahu Akbar. That is also part of deen and Islam, taking into consideration people's feelings. Even if you want to speak the truth and the haq, it's not about what you say, it's about how you say it. Say it in such a manner, you don't degrade them. You don't dishonor them. Even if they're on the wrong path, there's a way of saying it. Allah. Further on, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes a mention, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Indeed, questioning shall take place with regard to the ears, the eyes, and the hearts. Ears, eyes, what we see, what we hear. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will question us about that. Lips will be sealed. Lips will be sealed on the day of Qiyamah. Anybody? The ears will do the talking. The eyes will do the talking. Our limbs will do the talking. Someone says, how could that happen? Anybody? If Allah has given this small piece of flesh here, the tongue, the power and the ability to speak, cannot Allah give the taqat to the ears to speak? Can Allah give the taqat to the eyes to speak? Because who's creating this body? Allah Ta'ala. Allah can give our legs to speak as well. Nothing. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Allah is all powerful. That's what we need to understand. Allah is all. Anybody? So that's why be very careful in what we watch, what we see, what we hear. If we hear something you're not supposed to be hearing, someone backbiting, talking ill of someone, leave the majlis. First try to stop by. Let's not talk about that. Stop up. If you cannot do anything, just leave the majlis, leave the gathering. So that our ears are pure. Our ears are pure. Allah talks about in the Quran, Hayatan Tayyibah, a pure life. Pure life is our eyes are pure, and our ears are pure, our hearts are pure. Anybody? Anything bad, we don't want to hear, we don't want to see. Anyone speaking ill or something which is derogatory, defaming, just leave it. Just like when a person is fasting and someone wants to create a dispute, and a sign, I'm fasting. Similar in their day-to-day lives as well. That's how environment, a very good, harmonious social environment is created when everyone, alhamdulillah, acts upon the verses of the Quran. Allah mentioned, كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Allahu Akbar. Everything, everyone will be questioned. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not be questioned, we will be questioned. Allah does what He wants. وَيَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. We will be questioned. So when in every action of ours we will be questioned by Allah in our daily lives, then we have to check our actions before thinking. What am I doing? Further on, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In the hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, reported by Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala in the hadith of Mishkat, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you guarantee six things for me, then I'll guarantee Jannah for you. Six things. Anybody? Guarantee. You have a lifetime guarantee. Anybody? You have 5 months guarantee. Anybody? What is that saying? Guarantee Jannah. So Jannah is not 5 years or 10 years. It's a lifetime. It's a lifetime guarantee. All we have to do, what do we have to do? What is Allah's Messenger saying here? When you speak the truth. When you speak, speak the truth. As-siddqu yunji wal-kithbu yuhlik. Sachai insan ko najat dilati hai. Honesty, truthfulness, grant a person salvation. Wal-kithbu yuhlik, lying. False oaths, false accusations, all this. Allahu Akbar, it destroys a person. That even if a person gets a habit of always telling the lie, that one moment you speak the truth, no one's going to believe then as well. No one's going to believe. Because you know you've got a habit of lying, breaking promises. Then you can't blame anyone but ourselves. So when you speak the truth. When you make a promise, you fulfill it. When a trust is placed in your custody, you return it. You protect your private parts. Allahu Akbar. And you keep your gaze lowered. And you restrain your hands. Anybody? Ah. Don't go around just smacking everyone, hitting everyone. Anybody? Control. Anybody? Ah. Prophet says, you guarantee these six things, I'll guarantee Jannat for you. Anybody? It's not hard. These things are not. These are very, very easy. Jannah, very, very, just six things. Subhanallah. And it's all related to what? Majority all is related to so that you don't cause taklif to anyone. You don't cause harm to anyone. Anybody? Protecting your private parts. That's harm to your body if you don't protect it properly. And it's harm to others as well. Because that leads to adultery, disloyalty. One of the biggest reasons why there's so much divorce is because of disloyalty. Adultery. Biggest reason. At one time to commit adultery, you had to go somewhere far away, make sure no one sees you, this, that, whatever. Now you don't need, now it's all on the phone. And who's going to monitor you 24/7? Who's going to monitor anyone 24/7? It's difficult, but Allah is monitoring. Allah is monitoring. Don't just because there's CCTV camera here, that's what I'm not going to do. Allah is watching. Really? Allahu Akbar. Further on, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala makes a mention, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا, and do not walk with pride on the earth. Anybody? With arrogance, takabbur. Anybody? Allah Ta'ala does not like our walk in that manner. It should be humble. Anybody? Prophet used to walk briskly. And gaze lowered. That's the walk of a humble person. إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ, you can certainly not cleave the earth. Stamp your feet on the ground. You think you're going to break it? No, you're not going to break it. Anybody? Allah. So what are you trying to prove? Allah is saying, what are you trying to prove? And وَلَن تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا, no, can you reach the mountains in height? You know, you're walking like this is it. What are you going to reach? You can't. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves humbleness. مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهِ, he who is humble for the sake of Allah, Allah elevates his status. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ, and he who has takabbur, pride and arrogance, Allah degrades him. Takabbur is one of the qualities and attributes of shaitan and iblis. أَبَا وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ, Allah does not like man. كُلُّ ذَٰلِكَ كَانَ سَيِّئُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ مَكْرُوهًا, the evil of all these is detestable to your Rabb. If we read it of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then anything that is detestable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we abstain from it. And we'll do everything that gets us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should be our purpose of life. What Allah likes, I like. What Allah dislikes, I dislike. It's simple. When a person lives a life like this, then he's a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True servant of Allah. Because then his whole life, all his actions, his amal, his speeches, his talk, his conversation, his feelings, his khayshat, his desires, all is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, my salah, my qurbani, my life, my death, everything is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. And make us among those, inshallah, who our whole life, Allah, is dedicated for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We live for Allah and we die for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah. Today, one great personality passed away today. Khaja Aslam Sahib, okay, he was a founder of the UMO, mashallah, which did so much work, mashallah, still doing so much work. And he gave a lot of time and sacrifice for the poor and the needy, especially in other countries where they are unable to carry out operations, they need financial help. Khadija Sahab would actually, with his own money, Allahu Akbar, own expenses, would go to all four corners of the world, Allahu Akbar, to donate the money, take doctors with him, take surgeons with him, and so that operations can be carried out on those poor people. Allahu Akbar. And I was someone proof here, Yusubai went with him to India at one time in Gujarat when they did operations and many other things. Subhanallah. He was very, very active. Very active. Today, unfortunately, he passed away today. Allahu Akbar. He left behind a good legacy. He was the trustee of the Midland AIDS, Midland Aid Trust as well, alhamdulillah. You know, he left behind a legacy of Allahu Akbar, makhluk ki khidmat. Makhluk ki khidmat. Allahu Akbar. May Allah accept us for this. I was personally in many meetings with him, very calm, Allahu Akbar, and just fikr. And he would not boast about anything after that. As soon as he's done it, come back to his normal work. Never, I've done this and I've done that. I remember him making announcements so many times here. But never, we've done this and we've done that and we've done that. Just done the work, the next project. Done the work, the next project. Done the work, the next project. Allahu Akbar. And he was suffering from cancer for many years in Italy. But Allahu Akbar. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept all his efforts, inshallah. Make it a means of his success, inshallah, in the hereafter. May Allah grant him jannatul firdaus. May Allah give us the tawfiq to also follow the footsteps of such personalities, inshallah. And I conclude, I mentioned this last week as well. Mawla Ahmad Ali Lahori rahimahullah, a great mufassir of the Holy Quran, he was asked, can you just in a couple of words give us the summary of the Quranic Kareem? Give us the summary of the Quranic Kareem. He replied by saying, Allah ki ibadat, Rasul ki ita'at, aur makhluk ki khidmat. This is the summary of the whole Quran. And Allah's worship, obedience to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and serving the creation of Allah. This individual here, Khaja Aslam Sahib, he served the creation of Allah. Allahu Akbar. With so much sincerity and ikhlas, Allahu Akbar, and enthusiasm and energetic, we're ready for the next project, ready for the next project, ready for the next project. Even at the age of 60, 70, 80, he was still doing it as well. It's something for us to learn. Allahu Akbar. He's done what he had to do in the dunya. He understood his purpose. May Allah grant us the tawfiq as well. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.